Hello, John.
Hey, Griff.
Welcome to another episode of Boss Barrel Radio, the internet show for BossBarrel.com. This is the week of October 12th, 2011. 10-11-2012.
That's next year, right?
So that's yeah. That next year this time.
Okay.
That'd be pretty cool.
10-11-12.
Yesterday.
What game comes out 10-11-12 next year? What game is going to
steal? Counting game?
What game's going to take that?
What's going to steal
just,
that slot?
You just pull Call of Duty a little bit.
Mathematics. Math magicians.
Perfect. Sounds great.
Count of Duty.
Perfect.
Thank you. I'll be here all night. So here we are, recording another episode. It's been a while. I had to take last week off because I was sick. And we're back with another exciting episode of
We're gonna start there.
Possibly. Ryan this week, but we did manage to get some work done and do some recordings, which will be up on the site soon, for Rage and Dark Souls.
Yeah, hopefully by
end of the week.
By tomorrow.
Yeah,
See how much YouTube hates me.
Yeah, there's only so much of it which is in our control for free service.
Yes. And then hopefully next week, because I've got my Gamefly queue all cleared out, hopefully Batman next week.
I'll be getting Batman as well.
Yeah.
I mean, I've got that open slot right now.
Tons of the Batman.
Well, and hopefully I'll be finishing Rage by the end of this week and getting that turned in.
How many Batman skins do you want to get, Griff?
Zero. I just want Batman.
Bruce Wayne.
I want.
Is that one? Can you play as Bruce Wayne?
No. Unreal Engine cannot render ties. That would be impossible.
Oh, God. That would be great. Oh, man. No, I just want Bruce Wayne.
Unless it's made of metal.
Can I, have Bruce Wayne in polo attire?
I don't
think so. With a club and a little hat.
I don't think Bruce Wayne rolls like that.
You don't think he plays polo?
No. Bruce Wayne seems anything, maybe squash.
Cricket?
No.
No?
Does Bruce Wayne look like the kind of guy that owns horses? No.
No, because he doesn't have time to tend to them.
Well, he doesn't need time to tend to them. He just doesn't seem like a horseback riding
kind of
guy.
What do you suppose is Bruce Wayne's on the side hobby, if people were to ask him? Mixed martial arts,
or I don't know, whatever the study of bats is.
It's not ornithology.
Ornithology.
It might be bird man. Winged creatures.
Flying mammalogy. That's my wrestling name. The flying mammal. Flying mammal.
Perfect.
The mammogram. That's my special move.
You think maybe he plays poker on the side?
Sure.
Maybe he's
Yeah, probably celebrity poker. I bet Bruce Wayne would
Bruce
be.
Bruce Wayne
that.
Appears on a couple of celebrity poker.
But he would never finish because he wouldn't have time. You know, he'd always have to bounce out of there. But I don't know. I can't really see. I mean, playing just squash in the small court, with other hoity-toity dudes.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Superman, maybe, occasionally. I imagine that wouldn't be very fun, though.
So, I'm looking at the skins of Batman right now.
Hockey. I could see him playing ice hockey.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Lacrosse?
No.
No? Rugby?
No. Maybe.
Maybe rugby?
I could see Bruce Wayne playing hockey, but not on a team. Yeah, I've seen all this shit, man.
I know, I'm just saying. This is...
I don't want these...
Animated series Batman.
I don't want these dumb-ass pre-order skins.
Also, 1970s Batman.
Which you can... Oh, you mean Fat Man.
Yeah, but he looks... Yeah, well, he looks...
Oh, that's not...
That's not that.
1970s
I'm getting around.
Batman.
I'm not getting around. That's what they're called.
Fat Man. Nah, there's the...
I have not seen all of these yet, so... I like Batman Beyond Batman.
Yeah, except Batman Beyond sucked.
Yeah, it's true. Oh, wow, man. Kingdom Come Robin. That's great. All the different Robins. Tim Drake Robin.
This is absurd.
Animated series Robin. This is great. This is exactly what I want in this game. And we got, this is coming up later in news, but Nightwing's going to be in the game now, too.
So how, you said Nightwing is going to be in the game. How does that, have you read anything about this?
Yeah, like, I read it briefly. It's just another skin. It's a skin? It's going to cost like $5.
So it's not like a mission where you play as Nightwing?
He will have his own, let me pull up the thing here. He's going to have his own little, Wayne Manor and Main Hall are like the two challenge maps that you'll be able to play as Nightwing.
Oh, so it's challenge maps. It's not a story. It's like defeat these guards without being spotted.
It's challenge maps. It's going to cost like $7 or something.
Great. I'm zero interest at all.
And he has his own special moves and arsenal of gadgets, like that stick.
Cool.
And beyond that, he also has animated series costume. Loving on the old animated series
show. Whatever it takes, man, to get more people interested, I guess.
Yeah, whatever. Whatever.
So you... There's a moment where you play as Catwoman, right? Like, mm-hmm. I don't know if that's a challenge thing, but it's been in videos, so...
No, I bet it probably does that.
Will you get new Catwoman abilities?
I don't know.
Like, if you... Can you...
Why are there no Catwoman skins? Why is there not, like...
Right? Can I play like, as Michelle Pfeiffer? Catwoman?
With the friggin'... Stitchy
Steve,
stuff.
Steve, or what's that?
Why is there also no Michael Keaton skin for Batman?
They're, yeah.
Be shorter and not as muscular and wear
plastic nipples armor, so is what.
Well,
what
Michael Keaton never had plastic nipples.
Just outside a suit.
Oh, well, fair enough.
That's you haven't heard.
That Bruce Wayne.
Yeah.
Well, yep. Perfect.
Great. Prosthetics, man. Prosthetics. It's the future. He was augmented
with plastic
nipples. Plastic nipples.
Perfect. Perfect. I think we're going a little out of...
Hey, you brought up this Batman bullshit, which I don't even want to acknowledge.
Okay, fine. Let's not acknowledge it. We can talk about whatever you want to now, Griff.
Let's talk about not pre-order bullcrap.
Okay, cool.
Okay?
Okay.
You want to talk about maybe, video games?
Sure. Sort of video games.
No, it's not. It's nonsense. Are there movie pre-order shit? Like, do you get free popcorn if you pre-ordered Green Lantern?
That's a good question. I don't know.
FYE.
Well, if you buy Green Lantern.
Don't say it. By saying this, you're giving it credence. Yeah.
Buy it early enough.
No. I like if you place your purchase for Love Actually 2, do you get t-shirt
services?
I love New York or something. Yeah, I don't know. Why is this only? Is this really only video games where this works?
I think so. I don't really do it for music or movies or anything really.
Yeah, I guess.
Pre-order your tickets to see AC/DC for the 100th time, and you get.
The ability to see that, because that's all that they have.
Yep.
I mean, that was what it made sense condition. when it was pre-orders where it's like, you live in the middle of nowhere, and you need to pre-order the one of the three copies that are coming in.
Right.
So but now it's,
get it on time.
No way do you need to pre-order anything to get it, and even when you do, usually the games that would require that don't come in on time. Mm-hmm. So it's like, sweet, I pre-ordered my copy of Disgaea 4, but they didn't get it, because it's not
cool
enough.
I went to go buy Disgaea 4. You can't find this game.
I'm expecting that's partly, you didn't pre-order it, did you?
No, I didn't. There you go. Because I...
The one time it mattered, John.
I know.
Time it mattered.
I will hunt this thing down, because I want to play that game.
It's been getting pretty good reviews.
Because it's a goddamn Disgaea game, and I'm sure it's great, Griff. I don't know why you have to hate on these games.
They're good. I don't hate on them. They're
Japanese ass.
Except after the second one, it hasn't really changed.
Well, yeah, that's pretty much true.
You can stack.
Yes, you can stack.
Now you can move with the stack. Your stacks.
Yes.
You can bridge your stack. We think we've talked about this. Yes, anyway,
I'm sure we have.
Let's talk about video games. You've been playing some stuff, I know.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hurting yourself.
Star Fox 64 3D.
Yeah, nice.
That's hurting myself really good.
No,
that game is tremendously short.
Really?
Yeah, I'm almost done with it. And I've been playing it off and on for last week.
Is it because you're better at games now?
Probably. Like years ago. I'm playing this game and I'm just like, wow. This game is...
Are there difficulty settings?
Maybe. I don't know.
Oh. Because I don't think there was before. The difficulty was like, do you do the challenges to go onto the harder stage?
Right. And so I was, I don't, maybe this is why I like repeatedly beat games as a kid, because they were just easier to do that. Now games like Dark Souls that I'm also playing, if I actually beat this game, I'm be done with it.
Well, I think you probably beat a lot more games now.
Well, this is also true. I probably play a lot more games too.
Well, I think so. Game time has decreased. If you beat Dark Souls, you'd never want to play it again.
No, I don't. I already
actually,
don't
you know what?
Play it
you
again.
Might. You might be interested in playing it a different route.
Maybe.
But if
maybe
you play,
play
something like
hulking guy
Call just... of Duty, Modern Offensive, Count of Duty, when you play that Count next year, Duty. You're going to say, okay, I'm finished with this single-player campaign.
That's what I do pretty much as it is anyway. I'm not like Ryan where I get like addicted to playing people multiplayer online.
Yeah,
way
yeah.
Too much.
No, I'm not much into the multiplayer either, but I mean, also just going and replaying a game.
Yeah, you know, I just don't.
I don't have the time.
I tried
that.
To do it with Infamous where I play the good and the evil, but it just...
With that, I can appreciate doing it different ways because it's two play styles with different abilities, but
right.
Like to straight up play the same game twice,
I find it...
I can't really... I mean, I only a very small subset of games I can do that with.
I find it too monotonous to do that.
Really?
Yeah, it's the monotony that drives me. It's like, yeah, I did this, which is funny because that's what I'm doing in Dark Souls.
Yeah, that is kind of weird.
Kill dudes, rinse, repeat.
Kill
rinse,
dudes,
repeat.
Sit by the fire.
Sit by
dudes,
the fire.
Die.
Go back out. Kill
get
dudes.
My souls.
Back, die. See, that's the interesting thing about that game too, is like where, I could die to anything in that game.
Uh-huh.
I slip up. I like get too cocky and like overstep myself or something. Just about anything can kill me in that game.
Yeah.
At any given time, like. Any one dude can like sneak up on me and land that shot, and I'm just like, well, it's my fault. I shouldn't have tripped up there. Should have been paying attention. Not thinking.
Star Fox 64 had multiplayer.
It does have multiplayer in it.
But Star Fox 64 3DS has multiplayer as well.
Yes. Star Fox 64 did not.
Yeah, it did, didn't it?
Did it? I don't
I'm
think
fairly
so.
Fairly certain it did. Because that was like if you beat the game on gajillionly insane difficulty, you could unlock the on foot or the tank multiplayer fights.
Really? I don't remember this.
Yeah. I'm pretty certain, because I don't think it was like a GameCube version of it with that. I'm fairly certain you had local multiplayer. Yes, there was local multiplayer. Of course it was local. I mean, four-player multiplayer.
The internet didn't exist when Star Fox existed.
Yeah.
So, or at least Star Fox 64 and Star Fox the original.
No, I don't think any multiplayer at that one. 1v1 dogfights.
Yep.
Polygon dogfights would be kind of boring, but yeah, definitely. And the multiplayer in this is for the 3DS one.
Dinking around, Griff.
Yep.
Dinking around.
Oof. The multiplayer version. It's LAN or it's local only, right? For the 3DS.
I think so. I mean,
have to be in the same room.
Yeah, I think that's the thing.
You can't exchange friend codes and play across.
I don't know, dude. Do you really want to play that game multiplayer? Do you want me to grab it and see what
this
is like?
No, I don't. I just like the idea of having that option there and being able to use the internet to do it. Like, if that were the case. I mean,
this is also Nintendo.
Yeah, but we're getting there.
Getting there.
Like, it's not like Nintendo
dog
games.
Fighting with Star Fox.
Well, I mean, it's not like Pokemon didn't have it or Animal Crossing, you know, games like that. But I wonder, yeah, I don't know. Why would you not make, you know, non-local connection required or available? I don't know. Especially because of the thing that blows my mind with it is, right, the unique fun feature is it uses the camera to record your face.
Yeah.
So it's watching you, and it's giving, like, it gives the little, like, video feed above the other planes, so it shows your reactions, and people can talk to you and stuff like that with the microphone. But if you can only play locally, why would you have that? Because people are going to be hearing you and seeing you in the same room anyway. Like, it's a cool feature, but it seems like it would really make sense if it you didn't have to.
I start playing this game, I can't take my eyes
off the
screen.
Like, if you were upstairs and I was downstairs, like, maybe that would make sense.
This is why we do it back to back.
I guess. But I'll still hear you. I mean, just because I'm not facing you.
Son of a bitch!
Doesn't mean
I. Dual barrel roll!
Yeah. The barrel rolls keep on coming.
Barrel rolls keep on coming.
You've been playing Dark Souls too.
I have been playing Dark Souls as well. Yes. Yes. And I'm oddly addicted to this game.
Uh-huh.
Like, it's like a heroin addiction. It's storming outside, Griff.
Oh, is it?
That's what that static is.
You can't see outside.
Yeah. I'm excited for the rain. Anyway,
Praise the sun. Yeah.
Praise the sun.
Praise the sun.
Praise the sun. This is how I'm going to beat
this. What
the
fuck does that mean?
Do you see that all over the place?
All over.
Praise the sun is this gesture that you can get, and it's praise the sun. You can meet this NPC that when you praise the sun, he will come and help you. It's an NPC that you can summon into your world that will help you fight.
Oh.
There's a certain boss he'll help you fight, which is my goal, is like to why I want to get humanity back again. And then I can summon him into my world and help him, like have him help me fight this bell gargoyle. Should be pretty easy.
Cool. Once you get that thing, he comes and joins your world.
Yeah.
You can do it as many times as you want.
No.
Just one time.
If
he dies, what happens? Is he gone forever?
I don't know. There's multiple times, I think, but only in certain situations.
Oh, so where everybody has written down on the ground, praise the sun, is probably where you can use that.
Possibly. But I mean, you have to be human to allow people into your world. You can't.
Fake people?
Yes, even the fake
That's
people.
Dumb.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. This game hates you.
So, have you played cooperatively with anybody?
Nope.
No.
Nope.
That seems like it would probably make things easier.
It probably would, but I also told you, I think, at least briefly, that I sort of like not playing this game online. Because I sort of don't give a shit about other people. Which might be a bad mentality to have in this game, but meh.
I don't know.
Meh.
I could see it going both ways. Like, why? Joining somebody else's world or playing in your own? Yeah.
You can also you can join other people's worlds as a phantom.
Yes.
And kill people.
Yeah, that's cool.
Which I'm also afraid of having happening to me. But
why would you not immediately go and do that to people? Like, does it cost resources to do those things?
I have no idea. I don't really care to deal with people when I'm playing this game.
You don't? That doesn't appeal to you? Just go into somebody's world and make it more painful
maybe,
to be in.
Maybe later, but right now, my world's painful enough that
but
I don't
you
need
to get that out and, like, make it harder for somebody else.
Like, this is how I take my aggression out? Like,
yes, life by shits, griefing somebody
life
else.
Shits on me, so I should shit on somebody
exactly.
else's life.
Exactly. It's like, my game is hard, I want to make yours even more
I could just go
impossible.
Play Call of Duty.
Just go hide by that dragon just and like, wait for somebody to show up there.
Yep.
Wait for somebody to try and find that tail and push him off the ledge over and over
as
again.
As he's like as this person is like shooting the dragon's tail to get that sword, I just push him off the
just
ledge.
Just constant. It's the same
just
guy.
Just stab him with my Drake sword already.
Find his account and just continually prevent him from getting
there. Harass him until he comes to my house and kills me.
Until he comes into your world and kills you.
Yeah. Yep. Yep. The strong shitting on the weak.
That's right.
That's what that is.
Video games at their finest.
Yep.
I don't know. I played Dark Souls as well for about 2 to 3 hours, and I did not enjoy it.
Yeah.
Watching you play, I was like, okay, there's a lot of minutia that I never really got exposed to.
You can start gaming the system a little bit. And
well, even things like using a forward attack or a backwards attack, and having that do a different animation. Like, I wasn't aware of that.
Yeah, some little nuances to the game. Like I said, I don't understand the idea of attacking somebody from far away unless ranged attacks are your thing. Like, I run up on dudes, and, like, when they attack me, I just swing around behind them and stab them in the back.
Right. And like I was asking you before, I'm interested in the magic side of it, too. How would that work?
Yeah, I honestly have no idea. I haven't even fiddled with the
like,
idea
that would
of magic.
Almost seem like it's impossible to play as a magic man.
Me too. I think this too. I don't understand how you could do it. But apparently pyromancers are one of the best classes to be in this game.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
Just managing the stats and all that stuff. I mean, just there's so much open-ended trial and error right now that I don't know. I would be if I were to play it, I would have to play it with like a guide, but then I also think that would defeat a lot of the purpose of this game, which is a lot of like exploration and discovery on your own.
Right. I've tried to do as little like source finding as I can, because I just want to experience this world, and I think their level design is really good in the way that you're constantly exploring something new and you're constantly checking the map and just like realizing where the map winds back around on itself to get you from other points in the map faster, and like you're constantly finding new and interesting things, and it's a fun little exploration game.
Yeah, I can see if that appeals to you, then that's great. I, however, have no reason to play it.
Fair enough.
It's repetitive.
There's no good strong story to it. It's just it's about as MMO as a non-MMO
game. Yeah. Yeah, I was talking to you about this yesterday. It reminds me of playing Ultima Online, not in its prime.
Right.
So, you know, I don't know. Monster Hunter meets UO, kind of a weird thing there. Better. Not for me.
Not your thing?
No, not at all.
No.
Yeah. But I've been playing a lot of Rage.
We did that video. A little bit of Rage, too, and we did that video. I
think I'm about 10 to 12 hours in, and I am easily in the back third of the game. So it's gonna wind down here shortly. Yeah, really good. Really good game. Great. I really like the driving controls. The shooting is very good, very responsive. The lack of aim assist, I love. Like, I hate games that have any kind of aim assist.
Okay.
I was playing Call of Duty World at War co-op with Hunter the other day, and I was like, oh my god, I forgot how stupid this
is. The game, like, auto-targets a lot of things.
Where all you have to do is just sight, pull your trigger, and then pull one trigger, pull the other trigger, dead.
Mm-hmm.
I forgot about that.
Yep. That's only in the campaign, though. I don't think that shows up in
it them. Is. It's the same.
Oh, Multiplayer is the same.
Yeah.
Why do people play these games?
I don't know. Rage does seem like it does have a little more skill behind it, and like I said on the video, you know, the crafting, there's just so many little small pieces that it doesn't do anything really extraordinarily well. Like, the driving isn't fantastic, but it's good. Crafting doesn't blow you away with its diversity. The mini games are, you know, pretty flat, and you know, the things that it just does really well is first-person shooter combat. You know, the enemies have great reactions, AI. The levels are really, really fun. And the mode of getting around there, the driving is good, too. And it just looks gorgeous.
Mm-hmm.
So, I guess very surprising. I wasn't really expecting this.
How many hours have you played?
Roughly 12.
12?
Okay. Yeah.
You think that game's going to be pretty long? Like, much longer than it is right now?
Well, like I said, maybe 3 minutes ago,
okay,
I'm in the back third of the game at 12 hours, so
okay,
probably maybe another 2 to 3 hours. Okay. I mean, I'm not in the final showdown thing, which will probably take like an hour, but, you know, I'm getting there. Haven't played any multiplayer, which is basically like you aren't playing as your character, you're playing as a legend of the wasteland, and things that exist in the world, you go and kind of hunt or be a part of that legend. I haven't done this yet. I'd like to check it out at least once. And then you can play like
I heard something about that where it's just like you like it's like telling the story of like what like this is how this happened,
and right, what's play, that squid play, sculpture and right, then you find out what the squid thing, sculpture sure, is by killing it sure, with some friends
sure. That's cool.
Yeah, it's sounds different. Interesting, at least. I mean, it doesn't blow the fiction away by, like, just... It's deathmatch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It lends credence to some of the things you see around the world.
Sure.
Which is... it seems cool.
I think it's cool. Yeah. It works for me. And then you can just play, like, multiplayer races.
That's cool.
Finished all the races. Some of them are very frustrating.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, honestly, that's gonna be it. Just been playing Rage... Honestly, yeah. Did you finished Gears of War since last?
We talked? I did finish Gears of War since last we talked. It's a game
that, and it's done now.
Yep, and that's over.
And you didn't like it very much.
I didn't hate it. I just didn't really care for it either.
I mean, getcha.
It's a Gears of War game.
It is.
I hide behind
that's,
cover.
That is undeniable. It is a Gears of War game.
It is a Gears of War. It is much like its predecessors. Like, you hide behind cover and you shoot dudes. I think the shooting of dudes has been tightened up.
Oh, yeah. Like, I think the game side of it was improved massively.
From a technical aspect, I enjoyed playing that game, but I don't know. Like, I still completely disinterested in anything going on in that universe. Just don't really care anymore.
No.
I just done with it.
You don't want to know where Dizzy got his tattoos?
No.
No.
I did notice that everybody has a right arm sleeve tattoo.
Really?
Not a full sleeve, but at least everybody has a right arm tattoo.
Huh?
Except for maybe Dom.
It's part of being in the core, beard, in the cog, so. Man.
Did you see Anya's?
I could never tell if that was a tattoo or if she just had dumb looking bandages on.
I'm pretty sure that's a tattoo. If you're a medic and you have bandage tattoos, I think that's amazing.
I thought it was just dumb fucking because they look so stupid.
Maybe this is just how
bandages are in
bandages Gears look world. Like that in the Gears world.
Yeah, nobody uses them, so they have no idea what they'd be like.
Yep. Well, because when you get hurt in the Gears of War world, that you
get picked up.
Yeah, you just get picked. Somebody taps you on the shoulder and you're better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Come on, stand up.
You just fall down and start crawling around like a drunken baby.
Mm-hmm.
Revive me.
Save me.
A little help here.
Yeah. We gotta keep moving here because the news is crazy.
I've got like 13 articles myself. All right. So
honestly, we haven't really been playing much.
Some next week.
What
Batman.
The hell did you just say?
I just rambled. Batman.
What color Batman are you gonna be, John?
I'm all of them.
Okay.
Hopefully the 1970s Batman.
Right on.
It's gonna be great.
Make sure you get your pre-orders right.
I'll go double check where I have to pre-order what from.
So,
with any luck, I can probably just steal that shit.
Yeah.
Just go to GameStop.
Well, you can purchase it at some point in the future. Don't worry.
I don't.
You'll be able to get your Batman skin package.
But see, the thing is, I know people at GameStops. I can get hooked up on the pre-order there. I know.
All right, Nate. Sounds great.
I'm just saying. I can, and I know. I know Best Buy leaves their pre-order stuff just out.
You can just ask
somebody for it.
Yeah.
They'll give it to you. And maybe I'll pre-order from Amazon. Have you noticed if
Gamefly has any sort of pre-order incentives? Just in the past. Because I know you can pre-order, and usually it's a discount on the game when you pre-order it. But I don't know if they ever get any, like, nonsense. Like any... Tchotchkes.
Tchotchkes.
Do you get some tchotchkes with your Gamefly pre-order?
That's good stuff. No, I don't know. I'm not sure. Never seen them.
Okay. Well, let's talk about news here.
Okay.
News. What do you got, John?
Okay, let me look at this. Do you want to talk about the Netflix Quickster crap?
Sure.
So, like I told you when you came over, just like a day or so ago, Netflix sent me an email saying something to the effect of, hey, we know that whole deal with the Quickster thing might be a little like hard for people to like have two websites to go to and two payment options that they have to do.
I didn't even think about that.
So now Netflix is sending out this email to all of its customers saying, hey, that Quickster thing, we're not doing that.
Oh, good.
We're not.
But still splitting it. So you're going to have two payments.
Yes and no. You either pay for both services.
Oh, okay.
You'll still go to the same way. Like you'll be paying for.
So do you pay for a disc out service right now?
I don't.
Oh, my voice is back.
It's coming back. It's kind of exciting.
Did you? You don't pay for. You just pay for streaming, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
I just pay for streaming. That's $8 a month.
And then for disc out, like it's what, like two, it's three, another, $4?
It's another $8 a month. I'm not sure.
Oh, really?
I'm not sure. I honestly haven't done DVD streaming or DVD
rentals.
Rental in years. So, like 2 years now. I haven't done it. So,
sure. Okay. So
ever since they switched that.
So presumably a person who already just has streaming is gonna get pinged by the company and say like, hey, just letting you know, we're Netflix Online and Netflix in home service. Like,
yeah,
would you like to participate in this offer? And then now you're paying more money.
Yeah, well, I wonder if it's like, yeah, I wonder if it'll be like, well, if you have streaming and you, like, if you want to do both, I wonder if it'd be cheaper to do both.
Ah, yeah.
Like,
well,
so I guess what I'm saying, instead of spending $16 a month for both services, maybe it would be more like $12 a month.
That would make sense.
You know, just cut one in half.
Yep.
So that
as an incentive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's cheaper to do both
than to do one doubled.
Like, yeah.
But, yeah.
Yeah. So
giving you this fake deal.
Right. This fake deal that's not really there.
You can't get it any other way.
Right. Exactly.
No, I want the $16 version.
Can I get that? Can you just $4 more?
I need your fucking handouts. Like, all right,
exactly.
Just let me pay it all.
I don't want to hear your shit. I feel like I'm getting screwed here.
I'm gonna get this Netflix account, and I'm gonna make up this fake name so I can stream shit too.
Yeah.
And then I'm gonna use my real name for this one.
Uh huh. And then, yeah, that's the way to do it. I really want to make this as difficult on myself as I possibly can.
I really enjoy the Netflix service. I have no problem paying the full amount.
Yep. That's exactly what I want to do. They also list a bunch of stuff that, like, they're really trying to tout their stupid, like, this is all the stuff, all the great programs we've got streaming now, where they've got talking about Paramount, Sony, Universal, Fox, Warner Brothers, Lionsgate, MGM, Miramax, and all these other like TV sections and stuff. Also, Walking Dead just became available on Netflix streaming.
Great.
Jump on that.
Nope.
I hear that was really good.
Don't like Walking Dead.
ABC, NBC, Fox,
I'm sorry,
CBS, USA.
Millions of people out there who love it. I own the first trade. It's not good.
Comparably, it's not.
No.
Oh, wait. Do you just not like Walking Dead in general?
I don't like Walking Dead. Everybody likes Walking Dead.
The literature.
I don't like Walking Dead.
Or the.
I have no interest in watching any Walking Dead related spinoffs to the comic book that everybody loves.
Oh, okay, fair enough.
Because it's not good.
Fair enough. Haven't even read it, so no idea.
You know it is good. Why? The Last Man.
Yeah.
Much better.
Yeah, you did tell me about this. I would like to read that too.
Much better zombies.
So
zombies are women.
Because they're not real zombies, sort of. But yeah, that's, yeah. So, yep. They also say, there's a little excerpt from there where they say, while the July price change was necessary, comma, we are now done with price changes.
Do you know what that price change was offhand?
It was I think it was something like a $16 a month fee to have Netflix, and then they cut it in half where it's like you have this $8 for streaming or $8 for
increased the price of having a disc out.
I think that's no, yeah, that's right. Okay, so what it was is it was
because you pay $8 a month for a streaming service.
Yeah, it was $8 a month.
I thought it was like it's only $1 more for a disc out, or
yeah,
$2 more.
That's what it was.
And now it has changed to something more like, oh, it's actually going to be $4 to $8 more for a disc
right,
out.
Right, and that's essentially what it was. Yep.
Awesome. Well, what else do you got there?
The stuff you don't want to talk about, the Batman stuff.
Great, more Batman shit.
No, Nightwing's going to be, but we already talked
about
it.
Oh, thank God. All my hopes and dreams.
You want to talk about how Sony was hacked earlier today?
Yes.
Was that today, actually?
Yes, yeah, it was.
About a half an hour ago?
Yep.
Well,
more
no,
like...
No, it was more like 2 hours ago.
I think it was a lot earlier than that. Early this morning, yeah. Sony was hacked.
Yeah.
News flash.
Somewhere around 9 o'clock this morning, Sony got jacked.
0.1% of users were
93,000 accounts.
Yeah. So how many of those are active? I don't know.
Well, oh, okay, no, it goes into a little bit more, like, the chief information security officer's post says approximately 60,000 were PlayStation accounts, and approximately 33,000 were SOE accounts, which is interesting.
So the long and short of this story is Sony has been hacked again, but not nearly to the same extent. And I think in their article they talk about the hacking was like there was a massive logon of or a massive try of username and passwords that seemed abnormal. So this is why they believe they people are getting a hold of things. They're doing a forced password reset for people. And they give you tips and suggestions on how they want you to do your password. Now, I don't know if this is if this is taking effect to every user or if this is just people who may be at risk for being hacked or with this security breach. It definitely sounds like that it's not nearly as bad as the other one has been. They say that no credit card information has been accessed or available. Really, the only thing at that has susceptible to hacking is just your user ID and password in regards to your PlayStation Network account. Mm-hmm. So,
did you check your email, Griff?
I have. I have not received any
email. I just checked my email, too. So, nope, I haven't been hacked yet, either.
Well, I don't know if you're going to be getting an email if you've been hacked. I don't really...
They said... where is it here? If you are in the small group, users who may have been affected, you will receive an email from us at the address associated with your account to prompt you to reset your password.
Okay.
Also, all the SOE accounts that were matched have been temporarily turned off.
What is SOE? I mean, it's Sony Online Entertainment, but what is that? Is that my...
Ultima Online, or...
Oh!
Like, those... Sony Online Entertainment, like DC Universe.
Okay, is I was thinking it was their video service, but
no, it's like their MMOs.
Got it.
So you're freaking.
So now all my free games.
Yes, all your free to play games. Your credit card information is screwed.
But you're not paying for it though, so you're fine. DC take it.
DC Universe, by the way, going free to play pretty soon. Download that on PSN again and not play it.
Yep. Sounds great.
And the end of that report basically just says that, you know, make sure your username and password don't suck.
All right, that's what I said.
Like, yeah, that's all.
I don't like you with the computer now.
I'm sorry.
You need to summarize things and not read.
I get distracted.
What else you got?
Twisted Pixel.
Yes, purchased.
By Microsoft.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know if you, yeah. That's great. Good for them. More money for Twisted Pixel
to make sweet games.
Did you ever play Gunstringer?
I did not.
No.
Did not. Yeah. Kind of want to.
Hope. I mean, that's great. I mean, I'm glad for this company to be picked up by the publisher and have that security again with them. Hopefully what that means is they might have a little more structure now. Not in a bad way, like with structure as in like you need to make your games this way, but hopefully it'll be like, you know what's not very good about your games? Yeah, sometimes actually playing them. Maybe, you know, the Microsoft Game Studios will help support them on that end to make games that have a little bit more user compatibility. Like, thinking of Comic Jumper specifically.
Yeah.
Just bad game design-ish moments.
So, and it's going to be more quality control.
Yeah, exactly.
Like a little bit more...
More Q&A in that department.
What do you call that? Focus grouping.
Yes. I mean, well, yeah. You don't want to lose that Twisted Pixel quirkiness.
But, right, but at the same time, I also want to enjoy playing their games.
And the other thing is, you know, I was thinking, I think the Maw was on PlayStation Network, right?
Think so,
but I don't think any other games have been. So Explosion Man, Miss Explosion Man, Comic Jumper, and obviously Gunstringer, none of them showed up on PSN, I think.
No, Gunstringer was just the Kinect game, and
obviously, and then I don't think
anything else.
Mm-mm. That's kind of weird.
Well, whatever. I mean, you know.
I mean, not surprising, right? Like, this company that's been developing specifically for Xbox Live Marketplace gets picked up by Microsoft.
Right. Well, whatever. I mean, it's more money in their pocket to make better games, hopefully.
Exactly. Yep.
Hopefully.
Yep. Sounds good.
Sounds good. We talked briefly, well, Uni, off record, talked briefly about the London Philharmonic recording a video game-themed album.
Yes.
And we don't really care for the lineup. I don't really care for the lineup. I may still purchase this.
Did you get a digital download? What if you pre-order your soundtrack, John? What do you get?
Did you see the album cover?
I haven't. Oh, God.
It's a Battlefield 3 cover. So it looks sort of Battlefield 3-ish.
Yeah.
But gritty. Battlefield 3, not on the list of things that you can hear.
Battlefield 2, though.
Battlefield 2, though.
So the better of the Battlefields.
Okay, but so, I mean, real quickly here.
Also, that cello is on fire.
Yeah, the cello is on fire and exploding, and then there's a Blackhawk in the back. It's really weird. It's like a very war... It looks...
You know these are done all the time, right? Though that like
these video game things?
Yeah.
Really?
Yes. Are you familiar with Video Games Live?
No.
No. This has been happening for years upon years, traveling across the country of orchestrated famous video game music. I forget the dude who's
by the
in charge
London
of it.
Philharmonic.
It's sure, John. It's done by the Mannheim Steamroller.
Sure. Great.
I don't
stomp.
It's not the London Philharmonic Orchestra, but it is an orchestra. You can find tons of orchestrated music by orchestras online. Sorry to burst your bubble.
No, that's fine. I mean, it's no.
Maybe
no,
if you have a very peculiar predilection towards the London Philharmonic, that you're like, oh yes,
God,
my favorite band is finally playing my favorite music.
Mm-hmm. Perfect. Coming together, unity made by God.
That's right.
But it'll be out November 8th. There's going to be 21 tracks. I don't agree with some of them. It's really weird.
What are some of the key ones that you really don't like in there?
Well, the key ones that I don't really care for, just to name, top one is Angry Birds.
That one blows my mind.
It blows my mind so much. A game that's only been out for, like, what, a year and a half?
I don't know what the music is in that game.
I bust it out of here.
That's right. You own it.
I do. Yeah. Actually, it is not on my iPhone anymore. I got rid of that problem a long time ago. But it's really dumb. It's
Angry Birds
just,
Rio is worth it. I remember that.
It's just a shitty little melody. It's not even anything. It's just like, it's a series of whistles. It's stupid. But anyway, Call of Duty Modern Warfare and Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2 are both on here, which I will allow.
Which one did we listen to?
Two. Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2.
Oh.
That was the Hans Zimmer one.
Same difference.
Yeah.
It's the same song.
Anyway. I'll allow one, but not both.
No.
Also won't... I can't abide by having two Super Mario Brothers songs in here either.
What was this? The second one didn't make any sense either.
Super Mario Brothers Gusty Garden Galaxy, which is also...
So that has to be Mario Galaxy.
You would think it'd be for something from Mario Galaxy, but it's not listed as such.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, I don't know. You got the Halo 3, One Final Effort. I don't know what that is. Like, whatever.
Not the Halo 2.
That
rocking Steve Vai's guitar.
Yeah. No.
No, that was good, man. That's awesome. Halo 2 song. That's great.
The Tetris theme is on here. Metal Gear Solid Sons of Liberty theme is on here.
Mm-hmm.
World of Warcraft, wait. Seasons of War is on here.
Sons of Liberty, so this...
The second one.
Second one?
Yep.
Ugh.
Yep. Yep. Uncharted Drake's Fortune, Nate's theme.
That's good. I'm fully supporting that one. You know what else should be on there? The fucking Lost Viadomus pause screen music. Best part of that game, hands down. It was amazing. You cannot find it anywhere.
I've not played this game, so I don't know what to tell you about.
Nothing from God of War
is on here, which is funny. There's a Mass Effect
2. Yeah, there's a Mass Effect.
Mass Effect Suicide Mission thing is on there.
Uh-huh.
That could be good. I don't know. There's a couple of Final Fantasies on here. Final Fantasy VIII.
There's a one that's not from a fucking video game.
Yeah, the Advent Rising Muse. I don't know what this is.
Advent Rising or Advent Children? What is it?
No, Advent Rising. It's not Advent Children.
That's not even a game.
I don't even know what that is. Advent Rising. Let's look this up.
Advent Rising. Is that the Bruce Willis movie about the kid that cracks the Pentagon's secret code? And then... It's when Red 13's babies...
Advent Rising, the fucking... That game.
Don't know what that is.
Majesco. It was that stupid...
Final Fantasy Advent Rising?
The third-person action-adventure video game. I remember this now. I do remember this. This is the thing. I don't know why this is part of it, because this is stupid.
Tell Rico. That's the guy that does the video games live stuff.
Right. So it's just a music game.
Okay.
It's like Rez.
Okay.
It's so sort of like that.
How is that Final Fantasy?
I'm not saying this is Final Fantasy.
Doesn't it say Final Fantasy Advent Rising?
No, it's Advent Rising. the game.
Oh, I thought Advent you said Rising. Final Fantasy Advent Rising.
No.
I said just there was some Advent Children.
No.
Children of the Advent.
No, just Advent Rising.
Advent Rising.
Yeah, can we say it a few Final more times
Fantasy Remix it makes of no Advent sense Rising to me
anymore? I know. I am aware that Final there's Fantasy an Advent Children game. Yes, perfect. Perfect.
You know, if they did Final Fantasy Adventure, that would probably be better.
Probably. Yep. Better than
Game Boy game, man. That's just bumping soundtrack.
13. Great. Okay, what else do I got here? Let me skip by that. Done talking about that.
Yep.
It's done. Don't worry about that. Did we talk about Xbox TV? I think I posted
you posted news, that posted stuff about
article
it
thing. Go read that.
Yeah, but what is the quick summary of what?
The quick summary.
Tell me about how you can get Castle.
Yes,
on your Xbox. More, actually, more the details Nathan, that I want to know about this Nathan don't Fox exist.
Yeah, exactly.
It's just like
it's really really weird. They basically said that this is going to be a thing, and they will be entertaining like through Comcast and
which I don't know what the hell Verizon that means.
Yeah, I
don't, like if you I have a Comcast service now,
you don't have to have
you have cable to pay box, for Comcast.
I think you still have to pay for Comcast, but you can use your Xbox as a media, as like a bus,
a box,
as a vehicle to get this shit on your TV.
So now I need to buy multiple Xbox I to put around my house.
I don't know
to
don't
have different TVs set up to them.
Maybe I don't know, but.
Instead of paying the non-existent rate to have the company bring me multiple boxes, I can buy multiple Xbox in and put them around and still pay for the same goddamn service.
But the thing is, like, when you look at all the different like services that are available for here in America or anywhere in general, it's like nope.
Well, the service list you have written there also is weird because it's like Twitter. And,
yeah.
And the way that it's grouped also doesn't make sense because it's like I have access Facebook to Verizon. Mm-hmm. Like, what the hell does that
no,
mean?
No, like this official announcement from them is very, very weird. It's just so weird.
I don't particularly understand what this is about. What I could see is it's like, okay, Xbox has partnered with these certain networks to have certain shows that you can watch through Xbox TV.
The Today Show and TMZ.
Right. Or things on ABC like Castle or whatever show is
whatever
on ABC. Like what? Cash Cab. You can watch Cash Cab on your Xbox at 3 o'clock. Or I don't know. I'm just saying.
I would love to watch Cash Cab.
Like that's why you would be a affiliate. Like, but the, there's you have.
Isn't that Discovery?
Dude, I'm bringing up something hypothetically. Like, fucking fine. You Sci-Fi Channel. You have access to that, so you can watch
more Firefly.
No, that doesn't. I mean, you could watch whatever reruns current shows are on Sci-Fi. Sure. Like, you watch old Battlestar reruns.
Watch Reboot.
I don't.
It's on Netflix now. God, I want to watch it.
Oh man,
I don't. Like, I want to watch one episode and realize why I don't like this.
I don't know. It might be weird though.
It will be
especially
weird,
especially to watch it in order.
It will be weird. Instead of just like random ass episodes all the time. To see if there is actually
there's only like six
episodes. Is there an actual timeline to that show?
Uh-uh.
According to freaking Netflix, there's 26 episodes.
I don't know if that's true.
Yeah, seasons worth.
Wonder how it ends.
God, just the player turns off the console and throws it in the trash.
Anyway, this whole Xbox TV thing makes no sense.
It's really, really weird. Really, really weird.
The only thing that I do get out of it is that you need to have a gold membership to have this.
So you have to pay money on top of money.
I don't know if you're paying money though. That's the thing.
Okay. No. Okay. Xbox Live Gold membership and or other subscription fees required and or.
So that could be anything like Xbox Live Gold is all it's requiring
right
now.
Right. So the whole thing is it's all very, very vague. Like they're confirming that some stuff is happening. They just don't know what yet.
Right, and what I'm trying to say is, okay, so do you need a cable provider to get this?
I think you do.
That doesn't make sense, because why would I be paying a subscription fee to have something that I'm already subscribing to, and that I have complete and full access to through the devices that are already in my home doing the things they should be doing?
I think it's just the rumor of you will be able to use your Xbox as a cable box.
But if you already have cable, you already have the boxes.
Right.
So why do you need another freaking box?
You don't.
but if you didn't, but if you didn't, but
if you didn't have cable.
Okay, so hypothetically, for just follow my logic here. Hypothetically, if you had, if you were a household of, you know, mom, dad, and 1.5 children, and one of those kids has an Xbox in the room, and maybe they want to watch Castle in the room, and you want to watch whatever it is that you want to watch that's not stupid.
Okay.
Well, then they've got that Xbox in the room, and that's not another box that you have to hook up to their TV.
So basically, you that's can watch TV on your Xbox.
Yes, that is it. Yes, you're using your Xbox as a vehicle to watch TV programs.
Okay.
Without having to have a cable box.
Got it.
Not saying that, like right now, I don't have cable, but maybe now I want to get cable.
No, you don't.
Because I don't. I really don't. No. Because Netflix is all I really
need. You know, you can also get boxes for free when you sign up for cable.
I know. It's a plan.
You also don't need boxes to watch cable.
Right.
You know, that's the most mind-blowing thing about freaking cable? You don't need the boxes. Digital cable. You don't need the boxes. You have a remote and a television that works with putting buttons in.
I know, dude. It's just, it's so ridiculous. I don't understand any of this nonsense.
I mean,
this is why I don't watch TV, Griff. I don't watch TV.
It makes complete sense. The internet
and video games are enough for me.
It would make complete sense if you had a cable package that came with Xbox now, where it's like, I'm paying for Xbox TV, and now I get cable programming through my Xbox.
Right, yeah, exactly. If I could just sign up for
these television services through $30 or $40 for cable and home, now you pay $15 for your gold membership, and you pay $15 more for your Xbox TV membership, and now you have cable.
Right. That's what I would like.
That would be the most...
Yeah, this is what I want.
The most sense.
But this isn't. That's another step for cable to move towards not being cable anymore and just being... I don't know, whatever.
No, that would be fucking Microsoft becomes a cable provider at that point.
Exactly, which is great to me.
I don't know about that.
Whatever. If I can get HBO Go from my Xbox, good luck seeing me anytime
soon. Don't you already have... you can't get that through your Xbox already?
No, HBO Go is a service you can only get for your computer or your iOS device or your Android device. The thing, though, is you have to have HBO, which means you have to have a Dish...
Really?
...or cable provider... already.
That doesn't make sense.
It doesn't make sense. Why can HBO not just... HBO, I will pay you $20 a month if I could just watch your shit.
They don't want that, though.
They don't want that.
You need to be paying for it already.
I need to be
paying... pay for it more.
But pay for more, yes. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
That's... Okay.
I'm done with talking with you.
Yeah, this is frustrating. I don't like Xbox TV off.
So, Battlefield 3.
Yeah, what about that one?
Hack servers? I posted a thing on that, too.
Oh, yeah.
And EA was banning all accounts that were found to be on those servers. The issue was that these servers that were hacked servers just showed up on the regular, like you could be automatically thrown into one of these hacked servers.
Oh, yeah.
And not actually know about it.
That's because of their poorly designed.
Yeah.
You know how their server thing works, right? Where you don't select the servers
you want from
your console.
Yeah, it just
you
throws
you. You have to go online. No, you go online on your computer.
Oh.
And you log in to their Battlefield nonsense EA account thing, and you pick your servers there.
Oh, okay. Well, okay, so the thing is, you're picking your server.
So if you're not picking them there, then it's picking it for you.
Yeah, and you could potentially be under the EA ban hammer, and the worst part is, if it bans you for that, then any other EA account stuff that you were signed up to play online, that gets banned too.
Really?
Yeah. Like, so they're going to town... with a tomahawk, they're cutting you down.
That seems really
a very overzealous poor solution. Like, it's really rough.
Why would they not just shut those servers down?
You would think that would make more sense. And the only major offense that it seems to be the issue is that the hack servers allow for more players on that battle, like on the field, than what would normally be allowed.
More people to battle on the field?
Yes, to battle. I'm really trying to find a way to not say that like that. But it just allowed more players on the map than...
To fight.
Than the...
On the fight map. There are more people on the fight map then.
But, yeah. So it's just like, that's a really odd thing to get all bent out of shape about. When it's like, you could just fix some of the other problems people have been talking about and not worry about that so much.
Yeah. Well, what I've also heard is that Battlefield build is really old.
Yeah, it's like it got released like 2 weeks.
I heard it was really old, but I don't know how really old is really old.
Yeah, I have no idea.
Because if it is just 2 weeks away from the gold release, which I don't even know if Battlefield has gone gold yet, which is weird.
Yeah.
Since it's coming out in like a month.
Mm-hmm. No idea.
I don't think that game's going to happen, honestly.
Battlefield is not going to come out.
I don't
think... And if it does, it's like huge patches necessary.
I think it is going to go the route of like the NBA Elite and die.
And just die.
Just get the
plug. How many games can EA push really hard and then fail to launch?
Well, then again, no. That would be ridiculous. It'll probably get pushed back.
How far do you think it'll get pushed
back? To not around Modern Warfare 3.
Yeah? So January?
February of next year, maybe.
Oh, shit. That's kicking it way back.
I don't know.
Who wants to buy... You got to release it before Call of Duty. You have to. I think you have to. To stem some of those... I don't know. I feel like you're going to lose out either way. You come out before Call of Duty, and then people wane off and then buy Call of Duty.
But at least the most money they make would be during the holiday season.
But at least then... At least then you get those purchases out of the way, and then hopefully those people don't want to drop another $60 on another shooter game.
I don't know. That's a difficult thing to make. I don't know why you would go... Anyway,
whatever. I'm not a salesman.
I ain't no businessman.
Yeah.
This...
Can't crunch those numbers.
I don't see it going well for Battlefield, though.
Fair enough.
Then again, like it's been said before, who knows what it means to be a success? Like, does a million copies sold?
Selling copies is better than making a good game.
No, I'm saying like when you, it's like most people say things like most people on the, back up here. People who are invested in the Call of Duty Battlefield brand fight will say that one needs to beat the other to succeed. But right. That's probably not the case. Like even though Battlefield 3 is being sort of lifted up by fans and or EA, as this Call of Duty killer, does it mean it will be a success even if it sells an eighth of the amount that Call of Duty sells? Maybe. Mm-hmm. Like, people need to realize that success may not just be slaughtering the competition. It may just be making this number. Pays the bills, man. You don't need to, like, kill Warcraft to be a successful MMO. You could be making it by...
Right, right.
Anyway, let's talk more about video games.
Other news?
Yeah, so lots of other stuff here, too, I got. Transformers War for Cybertron, or Fall of Cybertron,
that's right,
was announced through the Game Informer cover. You've got, on the cover, pretty awesome-looking stuff, and I think this was shown behind enclosed viewings at PAX Prime of this year. So you've got the Dinobot Grimlock on the front cover in a dinosaur mode.
Super
and then
excited about that.
Different kind of looking Optimus Prime, and then another cover of Optimus Prime over a dead, well, sort of dead looking Bumblebee with this giant bulldozer thing in the background.
Who would the bulldozer be?
Well, I'll get to that here in a second. Basically, the press release was really simple and just saying, you know, High Moon Studios is good at what they did. We're going to hopefully, you know, they're going to do it again. They have more freedom to do bigger, badder, more awesome characters like Grimlock and and new things. Sorry. I was reading other things on the internet, and now this is purely rumor. But this is some of the things that are coming out of possible behind screen or behind closed doors viewing at PAX Prime, and that was there's going to be the Insector bots,
ooh,
the insect robots, and that's going to be part of
so
why there's
like Scorponox and
yeah,
or was that just a Beast Wars thing?
I don't think Scorponox is. I don't know that one. There's like the beetle and the wasp that are the Insectors. You'll be playing you get to play as Grimlock. Grimlock's going to be an all melee based character, and there's going to be like the transformation between dinosaur and robot is supposed to be really painfully slow, and it's supposed to be really like visually chaotic. And it has to do with something along the lines of like the Dinobots being experimented on by the Decepticons, which is why they can turn into dinosaurs. Cause that's freaking crazy as to why they're turning into dinosaurs when they're living on a planet without dinosaurs.
Yes.
Yeah.
Perfect. It makes perfect sense to me.
Yeah, so it sounds like they're going to give some explanation to it.
Hopefully it's well thought out.
That thing in the background might be this thing called Metroplex, which is this gigantic Autobot or Cybertronian city that is a city that can transform into a robot. And you're supposed to be able to take control of this city and kill dudes. And it can do like orbital strikes and smash dudes with its feet. And Optimus Prime can interact with it.
When do we get to the planet-sized one? The
Galvatron?
Galvatron.
I think that's post Cybertron stuff.
Okay.
Galvatron was after they were already on Earth.
Yeah.
Other rumors. Yeah. That's really. I mean, there's some other speculation stuff that gets into really weird details, but we're not going to like the story and things, but we'll not go into that. But Game Informer has exclusive coverage on a lot of things right now. And they've got a cool video on the design for Optimus Prime, which is really fun to watch because I like the way that they've changed his body type. The other things that it was said was that there's going to be more open worlds, focus on larger scapes, not just corridors and hallway crawling things. Like there's going to be environments with lighting and day and night cycles or something like that.
Cool.
Like there's going to be more, not just space. You know, there's going to be a lot more going on.
Give you a bigger feel of Cybertron.
Yes, definitely. Okay.
Robot plants.
Perhaps Energon plants. I don't know.
Yes, Energon plants.
Energon
plants.
Bobby Grana. Howie Ninibah. It's the universal greeting, John.
Yep.
The other thing, multiplayer in Mass Effect 3. It has been confirmed by BioWare now and detailed. The whole Mass Effect 3 thing kind of got leaked through cover screens and things, but now BioWare has this official statement out. And a frequently asked question on their website where you can, you know, have all your concerns about what the multiplayer is answered. And they're calling it something along the lines of, what is it?
Looking at here.
I forget what the term is. War of the Galaxy or something. Galaxy at War.
Galaxy at War, yeah.
So this is not going to be your typical multiplayer co-op experience. It's actually more along the lines of like a horde mode. So you're going to be playing against waves of dudes with boss battles at the end. And you play with three other dudes online. You choose your character. You're not playing as Shepard or Liara or Rex or something like that. You're playing as a character you design yourself. And it will progress. You'll unlock new abilities and new weapons. And how this ties into the main game is it gives you an opportunity to increase Shepard's galactic readiness level.
Sweet.
Which is a great freaking thing to have in your game.
A really high galactic readiness
level. Yeah, man. It's like double S. So what galactic readiness level is described as is it is the planets and civilizations' willingness to help you out fight against the Reapers. So you're able to, by killing enemies, by progressing the story, by doing this and that in the game, you increase that. And you can do it completely without playing multiplayer. However, by doing the multiplayer levels, you can, or the multiplayer waves, you can also increase that galactic readiness level through that other means. So obviously you can still be all single player and you can do it without playing this at all. Mm-hmm. But then this just gives you a little bit more incentive or another reason to do it that ties into the main game.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm just excited to see like how much of an impact that has on your main game.
Nothing. It doesn't. It's only the galactic readiness level.
But what does that mean? I mean, like...
In the game, it is... It determines the ending of the game, basically.
Really?
Yes. So the galactic readiness level is, like, have you recruited everybody? Are they allocating you troops and ships and shit like that?
Okay.
So if you have it maxed out...
So it's kind of like a weird Risk game?
Kind of. It's more of just, like, everybody was being a bitch at the end of the second game, because... one of their characters died, and now they're unhappy. Mm-hmm. In this way, it's like, okay, did you fill the bar? Good, now you can finish the game.
Sweet. Sweet.
So, yeah, the tie-in to the main game is only this galactic readiness level, which never gets tired.
You just love saying that. Can I just say that all day long?
It you know, it's going to have your typical multiplayer thing. Like, there's a level cap of 20. You'll select your weapons and power-ups before you go into battle. You can upgrade, you'll get points based on assist kills, you can revive teammates by going over to them when they're downed. So, it sounds very, very, very horde mode.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. you're gaining war assets. That thing is what you'll be using to increase your galactic readiness level. War assets being like ships and, like I was saying earlier. One was the last thing here. Oh, and then, just to keep a little diversity, there's the most minute amount of side missions in those where it's like, you gotta kill these dudes and then you gotta pick up this data package that somebody dropped.
Mm-hmm.
Or, I don't know, let's say hypothetically, you gotta kill these dudes in this amount of time. Or just little extra bonuses to get extra bonuses. So,
mm-hmm.
Definitely not the most depth. Of any multiplayer thing, but
something fun to do on
it. It works and it sounds good. So it's going to be tied into the Cerberus account online pass as well.
Yeah, and you get that free with your
day one unique day one copy purchase. Yeah,
otherwise $10
non-used.
Love you, EA.
Hey man, I'm fine with it.
Whatever.
I'm going to be buying that. Right. It's not like I'm going to be buying it used. I'll be getting my collector's edition so I can get the fucking robot dog.
Oh, that's right. Shit, I got to get that.
And N7 hoodie for Shepard.
Yeah, that's right.
Then I'll wear my N7 hoodie. And then we'll be buddies together.
Feel like you guys will be,
like,
bros. Like,
I could be him.
You could be him.
We're wearing the same shirt.
If you, well, no, because you play Lady Shepard, so you guys are dating.
She would look hot. My sweatshirt.
So weird.
Yeah.
So weird.
Partially unzipped. She's a redhead now, too.
Feed my fish.
Kelly Chambers is dead.
She dead in your world?
Yes, she is.
She's alive in mine.
Well.
Oh, no, she's not. Fuck, I gotta go back and play that game again.
I let her
Son
go,
of
man.
A bitch.
I'm willing to live life without Kelly.
Oh, damn
Kelly.
It. God damn, that pisses me off so much.
Didn't you lose somebody else, too? I thought you lost Morden.
I lost Morden, but at least now I can go back and fix that.
There is no reason to play that game without Morden.
Right, I agree. So I'm going back and I'm save the fallen.
That's all I got
for the lost.
For news,
fight for the lost or something.
What are you talking about?
What's the tagline for fucking Mass Effect 2?
The Earth is on
fight,
fire.
Fight for the lost.
Sure.
Is that something like that?
Yep.
Dude, there was all those fucking commercials. Like,
I remember them, but I don't care. Yeah, no, you're right. It was like
fight
the interviews
the
with all the people.
Fight for the lost.
Yep. Sure.
And you're trying to, like, we didn't figure it out. Festival of Blood is out today.
Yeah, great.
More shit that...
Do you want to play a DLC for
about being a vampire
Infamous?
Infamous? No.
You get bit by a vampire, you have 24 hours to get that vampire deaded.
Deaded? Is that a word?
Re-deaded.
Re-deaded. More dead.
Confirmed dead.
Confirm the kill.
Yeah. So that's it.
Yeah, that's it. I don't know.
That news
else.
Isn't gonna change. I don't know how many times
keeps,
you scroll through
just
it.
Just keep staring at my feed, and all I get is this stupid Deadpool thing.
I'm not interested. This brings us to the usual. If you would like to send us an email, ask us a question or anything, feel free to do that through bbr@bossbarrel.com. That is the email address, bbr@bossbarrel.com. There's a link on the thing where you're listening to this on our website, or you can comment on anything on the website, or send us a Facebook thing on the Boss Barrel webpage. So I sent a Twitter message asking for people to send questions on the Twitter and the Facebook yesterday. My responses that I got back were interesting.
Interesting?
Yeah. So my question, I just said, hey, please send us some questions for tomorrow's episode of Boss Brawl Radio. They don't need to be about video games, maybe pizza. So I got some people liking it, and I have Doug Allman asking, what kind of pizza? So thank you for your question. I'm assuming that that means, what kind of pizza do you like?
Particularly, I go for...
Because you have a weird thing about pizza.
I do have a weird thing.
Condiments that should be put on
pizza. Oh, well, yeah, that's true. I do, too. Like, I love. Just, if I'm just going to eat straight up pizza, I like pepperoni, mushroom, and onion. Red onion, though.
That sounds good.
Fuck that white onion.
Except for the mushrooms.
Fine. Whatever.
No, that's fine. I mean, that's fine. So people enjoy that shit.
But then I also like to put honey on my pizzas.
That's the weird part. Why would you do that?
It's so good. No, if you've never tried this,
I've tried
it's amazing.
It. It's not good.
If you've never tried it.
It tastes like honey.
Listeners, if you've never tried this.
It just overwhelms the taste of the pizza. Now it's like, I'm having the worst barbecue flavored pizza ever.
It's so good. It's so good. Put a little honey on your pizza. I'm telling you. Just do it. Just a little. It doesn't have to be a lot. Just a little, just enough to get that tomato on there.
I like the Tabasco Ranch that Jen has got me hooked on.
Oh, that sounds
Tabasco
good.
Ranch on pizza.
That sounds kind of good.
Especially cold pizza.
When
I was in college, I would put tuna on pizza.
That sounds terrible.
It was disgusting.
That sounds terrible.
But it was a massive amount of protein.
Also, well, fair enough. Also, I like sriracha on, or any hot sauce for that matter, on pizza.
Yeah.
Red chili flakes.
Yeah, those are good.
Those are good.
Sure. How do you feel about Parmesan? Do you put Parmesan on your pizza?
I do, but I don't like it. Every time I do it,
Why do you do it then?
I don't know. It's just, I like putting Parmesan on there because...
I like it on an oily pizza.
Yeah,
it
helps soak
it
up. Yeah, that makes sense.
And I still get to eat it then still, but it's not just sloshing all over.
But it's not just like dripping all over everything.
It's like
pants and shirt.
You know, when you throw kitty litter on oil.
Right, exactly.
Dries it up.
Yeah, Parmesan is the kitty litter on pizza.
Yeah.
Got it.
It's delicious.
Perfect.
What do you feel about, like, those weird deviations of pizza with, like,
pineapple.
Barbecue sauce instead of
That. I like barbecue chicken pizza.
Or, like, a Parmesan sauce instead of a red sauce.
Yeah, it's fine. It's interesting for a change of pace, but it's not necessary.
Thin or thick crust?
Over the years, I've been willing to accept different types of pizza.
Really?
I'm not pizza biased, but
like the Dalai Lama of pizza crust.
But I prefer a thicker crust.
Okay. Like how thick? Like a Chicago style deep dish.
For the first time ever this year, I tried Chicago style pizza and I like it. It's like a lasagna.
Yep. It's a big pasta.
It's a big old hunk of thing. It's good. I like it. It's good.
So big pasta, it is.
Yeah, sure.
That's your favorite crust. It's a big, thick, deep dish.
You know, I like that, but maybe it's whatever. I'll eat it.
Okay.
Your
desire for pizza is only that it is pizza. Okay, so here's the one thing that people tend to...
When does it stop becoming pizza?
What?
When does pizza stop becoming pizza?
No, I don't want to get that like metaphysical, but
when you put anchovies on it,
when you put pizza in the fridge to save for later, if it makes it that far,
you should never heat it.
Do you heat it up?
No, never.
Okay, good.
No, fucking frozen pizza is like the second best thing ever.
Only second to
pizza.
Room temperature pizza.
Yeah.
Well, okay, third. I mean, first you have hot
fresh
pizza,
out of the oven,
right? That's great.
And then
pizza that gets cooled off and still kind of warm.
Yeah,
but you
it's
don't
fine.
Care.
Yeah, it's fine. And pizza does
pizza.
Not go bad by being cold.
Mm-mm.
It just changes.
It's got a great half-life.
It doesn't stop being good. It just starts being something else.
Exactly. It's cold pizza.
Right.
It's not. Yeah. You're not like, oh, I need to warm this pizza up now to make it better. It's like, no, it's something completely. It's evolved.
It's not better or worse. It's just
you keep your pizza Pokemon in the freezer for long enough,
something
and
different.
Now it turns into a cold pizza Pokemon.
Yeah. Yeah, it goes from being a fire pizza to an ice pizza.
Exactly.
And it's not any different. It's the same thing at its core, but it's just different.
Now, I would imagine, though, that since I don't eat a lot of weird specialty pizzas, like barbecue substitutions. Sure. Is what I'm saying.
Sure.
Like classic marinara crust is usually how it go.
Oh, how do you feel about what would like, be a crust filled with cheese or things like that?
I'm okay with it.
Okay with it.
I prefer a thin crust, like a really, really thin, crispy crust.
I don't like it to be too flaky, though. I like that pizza to either be really crisp
and crackly,
right?
Like California Pizza Kitchen style.
Okay.
Or I really like a nasty New York style, giant, like oversized, gooey, sloppy, like, thin crust.
It's a little bit not cooked all the way.
No, it's cooked all the way, but it's like it's so big and so thin that it can't support its own weight. So you have to fold it.
Yeah.
And eat it.
You have to eat it with like a spatula.
No, you eat it like it becomes a pizzone accidentally.
Oh, okay. A calzone?
No, a pizzone.
Oh, okay.
Pizza calzone.
Pizza calzone. Isn't that essentially the same thing?
I think it's copyrighted.
Okay. Yeah, it's good.
But how would a barbecue pizza or like a
barbecue chicken
Parmesan pizza like taste cold? Good.
So funny story, we've got the barbecue chicken pizza at where we work, and it does not hold up overnight. Like
really?
It becomes gross.
See, I feel like that's probably.
I also feel like Hawaiian pizza goes weird at some point.
Really?
I feel like that.
The pineapple.
I feel like
weird.
The pineapple, unless it's already dried out when you serve it, would be gross at some point.
Maybe. I've never tried it.
What do you think a pumpkin pizza would taste
like? I don't think pumpkin would be bad.
Well, fair enough. Fair enough.
Like, what would you do with a pumpkin pizza? How would you make it?
Put roasted pumpkin seeds on there? I don't know.
That's really weird. Yeah.
Maybe you make pumpkin bread or pumpkin, like, dough. And then, I don't know. I'm just spitballing here.
It's a very cinnamony pizza.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I like breakfast pizza.
I love breakfast pizza.
It's hard to find, though.
Yeah. Casey's has a great breakfast pizza.
Okay.
Just telling you.
That's what I hear.
It's a great breakfast. It's so salty. So much bacon.
Gross.
It's good.
I want a... When I was in France, I had a really good breakfast pizza, and it was, like, super thin crust, but, like, the crust edges itself, like, the outer was, like cheese stuff, but not cheese, so it was just thick, and it had all the eggs and bacon and sausage and everything, like, just poured in the middle. I don't think there was potato.
Okay.
But it had all your breakfast food just, like, as a soup in the middle.
Oh, it was like swimmy?
Kind of, because, you know, the eggs were kind of undercooked. And gross. It was, like, you know, like sunny-side-up-ish eggs that had spread out. But the big, tall crust was, like, keeping everything in from spilling out. It was very good.
Okay.
You couldn't eat it like a pizza, though. That was a problem. You had to cut it.
Okay.
Yeah. Crazy.
Yeah. That sounds scary.
It was. It was delicious, though.
There used to be these personal pan pizzas I would get at the supermarket that you cook them in the microwave, and then I didn't want to cut them up. I just folded them in half and ate them, like a pizzone.
Okay.
Like your pizzone, so-called.
It's a thing.
It's a thing.
I swear it.
But, yeah, that was good stuff. It was always pepperoni, the best. Do we get anything else
on
this fantastic Facebook feed?
So, moving away from pizza, Jen says, I like pizza, Steve. But Chris Backstrom says, I want to talk about Fusion Frenzy, the original.
Oh,
I was always Dub, but I see you as a more of a Samson kind of guy. Wow. Now I hated Fusion Frenzy. I played it once. Fusion Frenzy
was like the bastardization of like Mario Party.
I could not stand Fusion Frenzy.
Did you play Mario Party?
Yeah, I did. Okay. I didn't like Mario Party.
Fair enough. I always cut my thumbs playing Mario Party.
I didn't like Mario Party because I would win at the mini games over and over and over again, and then everybody else would win at just getting fucking stars.
Mm-hmm.
So then I would lose.
You gotta game that game.
No, you can't.
No, you can do it. You just gotta not say
it. Because I would lose the points for like, or everybody else would get the stars for like, you ran over the most tiles.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
You had the most coins collected on the board. You ran into the most things on the board that you have no control over. Mm-hmm. And it's like, this is why I hate Mario Party.
So you would win, but you would lose.
Was in that same thing where it's like, okay, mini games are cool and everything, blah, blah, blah. But it was just, I hate Fusion Frenzy not because it's Fusion Frenzy, just because of the place I was in at the time, man.
I just don't really care for party games.
Yeah.
I just don't really know what place they serve in the video game community.
So, like Dance Central?
Dance Central is a different kind of party game.
Yeah.
Like, it's not a game.
Not a mini game collection.
Yeah, I'm not down for that. Not down with it.
You're not into the competitive mini game scene?
No, I'm not. It just doesn't resonate well with me. I just don't know the purpose. I'd rather just, like, play Monopoly with a bunch of people. Also, for that matter, like, video game Monopoly is dumb.
it's like the perfect minigame collection is like the perfect brainless activity where you just get a bunch of people together, eat a bunch of pizza, and then play dumb minigames that have absolutely no skill.
But I'd rather
skill.
Play like fucking, well, I mean, so if I'm going to do that.
I'm saying as a population, that's why they exist, right?
I would rather play like You Don't Know Jack or just like Trivial Pursuit or something like
right.
that.
Right. Or something, if you get enough people like that over, do something fun with it, not just.
Right, right.
Yeah, 6 hours till Jerry Springer comes on, so we may as well just wait.
Yeah, exactly. I don't. Yeah.
Who is? Did you? So, are you familiar with this dub?
No,
character?
I'm not familiar with the characters of Fusion Frenzy.
I'm not either.
The one with the green hair. I don't know.
I don't know that one.
Mm. Not in the mood to fact check.
Unfortunately, I don't care enough about Fusion Frenzy, but I know there's multiple Fusion Frenzies, right?
There's two of them.
I know there's two at least. It was on the original Xbox.
The second one was on 360.
Was it?
Mm-hmm.
Well, thank God.
Yeah, thank God for that. Moving up in the world.
Fusion Frenzy is back.
Yep.
Fusion Frenzy 3.
Yep. Oh, is this happening?
No, I'm saying
that does not need to happen.
That needs to happen quietly, and then Fusion Frenzy 4 needs to happen where you say F.
Hudson?
And it's 3F. I don't know.
I feel like it's a Hudson game.
No idea.
Okay. I'll look it up later.
Sure. Anyway, that's it for this episode. Thank you for the comments, everybody. Send us some emails next time. We can talk about pizza all night.
Yeah, now I'm getting hungry.
Yep. Let's wrap it up here. Thanks for listening to episode 56 of Boss Barrel Radio. We'll see you next week. If nobody else dies or gets sick. And then, keep an eye on the site for the website or the videos coming up.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. See you later, John.
Later.